Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Sfasar Marni Marasi Shiyachyu. Sfas Moshe Yudim Peshadin, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Mordechai. And Afizai Ben Yehudis, Leifer Sfas Mordechai Shimon. And the Chagidah Baser Chaim Tzvi, V'chol Yotzei Chalatzeh, V'chol Anuvim Eileha. And this is based in the Torah of Marina Rabbeinu, Hagoyen Rabbi Abba Berman, Lechatzadik Bevracha. We've been traversing through his shiurim on Maseches Kedushin. It's been phenomenal. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We're going to be discussing the meaning of Tolui v'Kodesh v'Tolui v'Kani. The Rashba writes, Dibur Maschil Tana Isha Niknes D'Midaita In Baal Korcha Lo, that a woman is Niknes. This teaches us that it is only with her permission, with her agreement, that she's mekudeshes, but you cannot forcibly marry a woman. There already you have a very progressive view. In the olden days, what was a woman? She was just she's there to serve men. Of course, you can marry her whether she likes it or not. No. Torah Kedosha says that you need the woman's A-OK. No A-OK, no marriage. Says the Rashba, V'ish she'ansu l'kadish, kosev ha-Rambam kidushev kidushin, a man who is forced to be Mekadesh, a woman who is forced to be Mekadesh, is a Golnish. A man who is forced to be Mekadesh, Zok the Rambam, it's valid. The Rav Baal Iter Chosav She'in Kiddush of Kiddushin. And the Rav Baal Iter writes that it's not true. Kiddushin is not Kiddushin. To tell you, Vizavin Amru. Sorry for the accent. That the Kiddushin is not Kiddushin because we say Talu Vizavin. That you can force somebody to sell an item, that counts. But not to acquire an item. So here the man is the Koine, and the Mela doesn't work. Can't force him to be Koine and Isha. Can't make a Kinyan Baal Korcho. V'nirin Divrei HaRambam. Rashba writes, I like the Rambam better, that the Kiddushin is good. If, because of the onus, because of the extenuating circumstances, a person decides that he wants to sell, so, and certainly he, because of extenuating circumstances, to remove himself, extricate himself from a state of duress, he wants to be kaina. Because here, not only does he extricate himself from a state of duress, but he gets a woman in the deal. Tablametav is by women, but it's good to be married, Rabbi say. Lo tobe yosel adam levado. The Avnei Miluim, Simon Membei, Sif Kadin Aleph, explains das ba'ala hidul. Hainu mishum de liknois boi rotzo in tvei v'kol shabal korchoi lo kona. Because to acquire requires more rotzon. That was the Baal HaItur who says that the Kiddushin is not a Kiddushin because he holds that to acquire requires more rotzon. And anything that's Baal Korcho, that does not count. Liknos boy ratzon tfei, and if it's Baal Korcho, he doesn't have that extra ratzon. So you need more ratzon to make a kinyan. Make a mechira, you don't need such a strong ratzon. So Baal Korcho works for mechira, but not to be koine. So therefore, the kiddushin is not a kiddushin when a man is forced to be kana, the lechora biul dvaravu, the agavunse gomer makni, lo be rotzen gomer. We talk about agavunse gomer makni because of the duress. A man is makne, that's not considered a rotzen gomer. It's only a rotzen because of the duress, because of the onus. So to acquire, you need more rotzen. You need gemilus das gemuro. And therefore, till you have a kani, where there's not rotzen gomer, loy mahani, there's not absolute rotzen, it's not effective. Mashenke nin lahaknois, there, it's enough to have ratzon machmas oines. When it comes to be machmas to somebody else, there a lesser amount of ratzon is sufficient. Never tavio v'zavin zvina zvina. So when it comes to acquiring, you need more ratzon. You need gemiras das gemura, absolute resolve. If you don't have it, it doesn't count. And therefore, if a person's under duress, that's not considered gemiras das to make the kinyan. Hashem came when it comes to being moicher. There, you don't need gemiras das gemura. There, it's enough to have a lesser level of das. However, etzem hayisod that liknos requires more rutzen, requires further understanding, because the Ikur HaKnoe is done through the Makneh, who is the Bailam of the Chayfas, like we see in the Ravid, cited by the Nemuka Yosef. And even though we pass in that Oyder B'Nichse HaGer, in other words, the din, if somebody goes to the nechasim of a ger, a dead ger, and he plows, okay? Now, in theory, this is a ma'aseh kinyan. If he would know that the ger is dead, and this is ownerless property, but he doesn't know. He thinks he's plowing on his own field. So, lo kana. Komokom hecha de ika das acheres makne mahani. But if there's another das acheres that's makne, it does work. Even though he wasn't mechavin lekinyan. So, the Bala Iter Lechor is holding that to acquire requires more ratzon. The Bala Iter says that to acquire requires more ratzon, and therefore it can't be done under duress. But this is difficult to accept, because the Ikar Haknoa is done by the Makneh. The Makneh is the Bailam on the Chayfes. And therefore you see this Yisod from the Ravid, that even though we pass in Oidim, Nechzeger, because Rabbi Shushalo isn't Koineh, he's not aware that he's being Koineh, but if there's Dasacher's Makneh, it is. Why? Even though he's not Kumachav in the Kenyan. Because the Ikar Kenyan is made by the Makneh. So he did a Maisa Kenyan, he wasn't aware that he was doing a Maisa Kenyan, he thought it belonged to himself. He wasn't aware that this was going to affect the Kenyan. But since the Makneh had that Kavanah, as I must speak, Lana. So what do we see from here? We see the Ikar HaKnoah is done by the Makneh, not by the Kona. And if the Ikar HaKnoah is being done by the Makneh, not by the Kona, why does the Bala Iter seem to hold that you need more Das to be Kona? Mapitom, you need more Das to be Kona. You need more Das to be Makneh. You need less Das to be Kona. The Ikar HaKnoah is done by the Makneh, not by the Kona. As HaTafkid Shelanu Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach Ze Lahasbir Ulevaer Et Divrei Kodesho Shel Bala Itu. The Rashba writes later on, 58, Vakati Kashili Amailo Yolifla Chidvarim Shabalev Enam Dvorim. Mitalu of Izovin, the Kamalan Kir of Huna Domer Zvini Zvine, Alma Dvorim Shebelev, Einam Devorim, Viesh Loimar, the Hossam Shiny, Dagavunse, Vizuze, Gomaru Makne. The Rashba writes, I don't understand why we don't learn that Dvorim Shebelev are not Dvorim, that what one thinks in one's heart doesn't count, from the fact that Talu of Izovin, that we paskin like Rafuna, who says that if somebody's forced to sell, the sale's a sale. So you see that Dvarim Shebelev, even though in his heart he doesn't want to sell, but since he's doing it Lamaisa, it works. So you see Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. So the Rashba answers, that's not a Makor. Because there it's different, because Agav Unsi, he really wants to be Makne. So you see from the Rashba that in his Kashi he understood there's no Umdan on his Ratzah. Rather, the Svar of Agav Unsi Bezuzi Gomer Makne is effective only Shaloi Choshev Oines Levatelis HaMaisa. The coercion shouldn't be considered an onus of Mevatel the Maisa, but we don't have an umdana that that's what he wants. Even though we see the onus, and a Maisa bonus is not a Maisa, that's only when in the Matzav of onus, there's no Ratzin. But here with Talu Vizovin, we say Agav Unse Vizuze Gamor Makni. In other words, it's Mistabri that through the onus, Gamor Makni. As leka maisa oines, there's no maisa oines that's going to be mevatel the maisa, and it's considered a maisa gamor. And therefore the Rashba asks, that since there's no umdina, that be'emes belibo urotza, why don't we learn that dvarim shebelei beinam dvarim? Because if it was dvarim, on the tzad that belibo lo rotza, Yivatlu atvarim shebelei b'samachire. In other words, we don't have an umda nobody wants. The svara of agav unse, because of the money, gamar umakne, agav unse is because of the duress and because of the money, he's makne, that's only effective that it shouldn't be considered an onus. Now, even though we see an onus, and a maisa bonus is not considered a maisa, that's only when in the matzav of onus there's no ratzon. But here, to live zelvin, we say, it could be that through the onus, gamar umakne, so it's not considered a maisa onus. Doesn't mean we know that that's what he's thinking. We moms don't know, but we say this, it could be that he wants it. So therefore, we're not looking at a maisa onus over here. And so you see, dvarim shebelev, enam dvarim. Even though belev could be that he doesn't want it, but we don't care about his life. As long as we're not experiencing a maisa onus in front of us, as long as we're not experiencing a maisa onus in front of us, that's enough to affect the transaction. But it could very well be that belave, what is he thinking? Belave, he's thinking he doesn't want it, and we don't care. Dvarim shebelave, enam dvarim. So that's the kasha of the Bala Iter. That's the kasha of the Rashba. That's how the Rashba is learning. Rashba is learning in his kasha that anachnu lo yodim, we don't know what's going on in his heart. We just say that maybe we're not experiencing an onus, a maisa onus here, because maybe he does want it. But it's also tzad that he doesn't want it. What about the tzad that he doesn't want and it's not a good sale? Why are we choshish for that? The answer is dvarim shebelev, enam dvarim. We don't care what he's thinking. Hay vazay, so you see here a makar, but dvarim shebelev, enam dvarim. However, we still have to understand. How does this make it a maisa gamur if you hold dvarim shebelev enam dvarim? Since self, we have no umdana that he wants it, and he lacks das to make the chalos. We don't know that he wants it. We have to understand the etzem gedel dvarim shebelev enam dvarim, because we see in the ritva later on in the sugya of dvarim shebelev 58, Ibar Maskel Kasavra, you see. But even though we believe him, that that's what he was thinking, nevertheless we say, Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. We believe him, but still it doesn't count. And that Lachar is difficult to understand. Because Mikol Malkom Belivo, he doesn't want it. And there's no Das for Chalos. And we believe him that he doesn't want it. So there's a big tzarechi in Betzah Megedo Shadvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. He says he doesn't want it, and we believe him he doesn't want it. And yet Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, why not? He lacks the Gemilos Das Belev. We have no Umdana Shenisratza Beliba. Chasilo Hadas Las Sachalos. He doesn't have the Das, and like the Ritva says, we believe him that he doesn't want it, and yet we still say, according to that opinion, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, what's going on over here? So it would appear, based on what Moreen of Rabbeinu explains in numerous places, between Rabbi Yehuda and Reish Lakish in Kedushin 59a, if somebody's Mekadish a woman after 30 days, and within 30 days, she retracts. That Rabbi Yechanan holds that she can retract, because Asi Dibur and Vatal Dibur, Dibur comes into Vatal Dibur. Reish Lakish holds, no, she can't retract, because Lo Asi Dibur, Dibur can't come to Vatal her Maisa Kedushin, that was done at the beginning of the 30 days. L'chaira, it's hard to understand. How does Reish Lakish hold that the Kedushin is Chal after 30 days? Haray, besof 30 days, she doesn't want the Kedushin. So b'shas Chalais HaKedushin, we don't have Das LeKedushin. Also, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Shver. Kedushin Yochanan, only because of Asi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur, the Kedushin isn't Chal. But otherwise, even Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Moide, that the Kedushin would be Chal, besof Lamed, and this is also Shver. She b'shas Chalais HaKedushin, Chosir Das LeKedushin, Mefelt Das LeKedushin, like they would say in like. Not that I've ever been in Lakewood, but I was there twice. I like to say I learned in Lakewood because I went for a wedding, missed out, but during the wedding I thought of some Torah or something. I'm speaking to somebody. In any event, so what's pshat over here in this Gemara? That you see that without the woman's gemilus das to get married, she's still getting married. Ma kore po? Ma inyan? Az nara mevoal mizeh shekshadam oseh maaseh kiddushin laasot chalois kiddushin וכן בכל מייסה של עשיית חלויס מונח דין רצון של האדם בקידושין. מונח דין רצון של האדם לקידושין במעשה קידושין שעשה. וכיוון שיש לנו מעשה קידושין שמונח בו דין רצון של המקדש לקידושין, סולוי בעינן עכשיו לרצון של האדם עצמו, אלא המעשה עם הדין רצון שמונח בו עושה חלוס הקידושין. That when a person does a ma'aseh kiddushin to make a chaleis kiddushin, so he does the ma'aseh, he does the act in order to affect the halachic change that is going to take place upon performing the ma'aseh kiddushin. And whenever you do a ma'aseh b'asiyas chalos, so silikt munach is encapsulated a din rotzon of the adam for kiddushin in the ma'aseh kiddushin. He's doing a ma'aseh kiddushin. Within the Maisa Kedushin, there's assumed that there's Ratzon. So since we have a Maisa Kedushin, Efo Shem Munach Bodin Ratzon Shel HaMekadesh LeKedushin, as Shuv, Lo Tzrichim Achshav LeRatzon Shel HaAdam Atzmo. Now you don't need the person's Ratzon. Because the Maisa with the Din Ratzon Shem Munach Bo, the Maisa which has Ratzon within it, makes the chalois kedushin, and it's considered the makadish of the chalois kedushin, since his ma'aseh with the din ratzon hamunach bo is part of the chalois kedushin, and therefore we understand very beautifully that Reish Lakish holds that the kedushin is chal after 30 days. That since we have a ma'aseh kedushin shemei kara, and within that ma'aseh kedushin is a din ratzon for the chalois, so we don't care anymore that the woman decided she doesn't want it, because the ma'aseh kedushin can pull the chalois after 30 days, because she already did a ma'aseh kedushin with a ratzon, and what she thinks afterwards, who cares? She did a Maisa Kedushin with a Ratzon for the Chalos. That's what was encapsulated in the Maisa Kedushin. A Ratzon for the Chalos Kedushin. So therefore she can pull the Chalos Kedushin after 30 days. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this. He just holds Asi Dibur, Mavatul Dibur. And Achinami. It should work. But the second Dibur comes around as Mevatel the first Dibur. They both agree in principle that within the Maisa Kedushin is already Munach, the Ratzon for the Chalos. V'na'od, shezeh shemunach be'amais din Ratzon shel oiseh ha'maiseh, eino mishum she'amaiseh migaleh al ma shechashav be'eis asiyas ha'maiseh, she'rotzeh she'amaiseh yifol atzah ha'lois. Lo v'lo. That we say within the Maisa, there's a din Ratzon of the Oysa Maisa, it's not because the Maisa is Megale, it's not because the Maisa reveals the Ratzon the Machshava that went through the person's mind when he did the Maisa, that he wants the Maisa to be Paul the Chalos, to activate the change in halachic status, but rather the gather is shebehamaisa mitzad atzmoi munach habos ratzon v'daita. The maisa says, "I want this." Hear a word, Rabbi say. The maisa says, "I want it," even though person might not even thinking they want the chalos. The maisa says, "I want the chalos." Ve'al pizem v'var mashe dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. שכיוון שבעצם המעשה שעושה מונח הבעת רצונו, לכן אפילו שחושב בליבו שאינו רוצה, בכל מקום בהמעשה שעושה מונח דייתו ורצונו. ושפיר יוכל המעשה מדין רוצן המונח בו לפעול עושה חלויס. That הדברים שבלב אינם דברים is because since בעצם המעשה is encapsulated an expression of positive will. Therefore, even the person's thinking that he doesn't want, it doesn't matter. The maisa says, "I do want." So it doesn't matter what the person's thinking. Hamaisa may be at ritzono. And therefore, the maisa with the din ratzon hamunach bo could be pulled the chalos, even though the person doesn't want it. Ubemet kach mevu'ar lehedye. בתשובס של מורנו ורבנו מאור עינינו, רבי עקיבא איגר, בחלק א', בפסקים, בסימן חב גימל, כותב כך למה שכוסב הרן, דתיים דבדיקה, לפי שביטל תולי במחשבתם של בני אודם, ואין דו יעשה הם שבויס, ואפשר שיקילו בכך ולא יוציאו מליבן לגמרי. According to the Ran, the reason of the Bedika is because Bittul is Talui in Machshava. The reason you need to do Bedikas Chometz, get rid of your Chometz, is because Bittul Chometz is Talui in a person's Machshava. And Ein Deo Seim Shavos, not everyone thinks the same. And maybe the person's going to be Mekel and he won't Legamrei Bimotzi Miliba. That's why you need Bedika. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ein Sham Chelek Aleph Psakim Simin Chov Gimel. Ve'oisa Ish Zachu Letoiv. From Lakewood, I said Lakewood before. Rabbi Shurkin, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin. So he has the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger with a Biur. So one of these days he said he's coming out with a new edition. This can't get in stores anymore. It's about 20 years old. So I hope Bukharov, he comes out with an updated edition that A, it could be purchased and it'll be an improvement even on the previous one, which is amazing. Akoponim, that's Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Chelek Aleph, we have a series. Not enough shiurim in this series, but a series on that. Siyata Dishmaya. Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. So the Chayr, it's difficult to understand, since he says, Befiv that he's Mevata, even though Belibo ain't okay, and Dvarim Shebelev. It's Dvarim Shebelev. So therefore, his Machshava can't be Mevata Dvarav. As Anach Tzchim Lomar, שכיוון שבאמת לשון ביטל לא אוהבי הפקר ממש, רק גילוי דעס מה שבליבו שאינו חושבוי, ושנחשב לו לאפרו, כאפרו, כמדנו דונם מה שבליבו, דהיינו, בדרך גילוי נילסה מה שבדייטוי, ואם דייטוי אינו, כן אינו ביטל כלום. Since באמס לשון ביטל isn't הפקר ממש, it's just a גילוי דעס, what's in his heart, that he doesn't value it, and it's considered like the dust of the earth, and since we are discussing what is in his heart. In other words, it's Bederech Gilui Milsa, we want to reveal the matter of what he's thinking. And if he's not thinking that way, the Bittul doesn't mean anything. And that's why the Ran is Medaktik B'Lashonai, Azov, and he writes, Bittul Zet Toli B'Machshavton. So this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's explanation of the Ran. אז why do you have to do בדיקו? Because ביטל תלוי במחשב, אין במחשב אתם שבס. I fuck with behavior. Who cares? דברים שבלב אין דברים. The answer is no. Here it's all about the דברים שבלב. It's what he's saying has to be a gilui of what's going on inside. And inside he doesn't want it. So you see that הג'י מגיעים כאן רבי כי בהגל, that when the דיבר is only a gilui מילסה על מה שבלב, like by ביטל חמץ, so הבאם is דברים שבלב or דברים. Because there we have to really know what's going on in his heart. So we see that B'chol Tarku, we say Dvarim Shalveinu Dvarim, it must be that his Dibur is not a Gili Milsa on what's Beliba. But rather, Etzim Dvarav U'maisa V'harbaas Ritzon, it's a brilliant chap. In other words, we see Dafka by Bedikas Chometz. That by Bedikas Chometz, what do we say? We say that we're concerned really with what he's thinking. And therefore, Dvarim Shavalei were Dvarim. But normally, we're not concerned with the guy's thinking. Why not? It must be because his Maisa expresses his positive will. V'chein Muchoch! Mima Shekosev Harash V'Bikidushin V'daf Heom V'Beis Dibra Maskel HaNosan Hu Af Al Pishu Muchoch Del Hashem Kidushin Nosan K'moy She'amro Afilu Hachi Ein Kan Edus Shmiya V'loi Re'iya L'Shem Edus אלשם דונם כוונס הלב ואין כאן עדוס. אז מבואר שוב מדברי הרשב"א שעדים אינם רואים ושומעים על דונם כוונס הלב, אינם עדי קידושין. When the עדים have to testify what the person is thinking, they're not considered עדי קידושין. So, if you have Nasan Hu Vamrahi, he does the giving but she does the saying, so they have to assume that he wants it. And that's not considered Eidei Kiddushin. And if we say that a Maisei Kiddushin rak megala al ma shechoshev b'libo, so then Eidei Kiddushin are always Eidei Umdina. You never know what the guy's really thinking and what the lady's really thinking. They're being done al kavanas halev. And they're assuming there was a Maisei Kiddushin. So it must be that when you do a proper Maisei Kiddushin, where the guy's doing the whole thing, so mitzad atzmo, just the etzem Maisei Kiddushin is an expression of positive will. Because again, if the Edim have to come to their own conclusions, then that's not considered that they saw it. If they have to make assumptions. So if it's Nasan Uvam Rehi, we don't know what they're really thinking. It's not a proper Maisei Kiddushin. But when it's Nasan Uvam Rehu, it doesn't matter what they're thinking. Because in the etzem Maisei Kiddushin is already munach, habas vitzona. And therefore the Eidei Kiddushin, Artaka Eidei Riyah, they're seeing it. They're seeing it. They're seeing a Maisei Kiddushin. They don't have to make any assumptions. Because in the Maisei is munach haratzon that yes. Ulefizeh mevo'arim heitev divrei harashba bikushiyato gabe teluv izofin. Shafilu she'ein umdina shebeliboy be'emes rotzo mikol mokoyim כיוון שיכול להיות ומסתבר שעל ידי אונסה וזוזה גומר ומקני אין המייסה חושב מייסה אינס והווה מייסה קניין גמור. See how we understand the Rashba very well in his kasha, kabe tulu vizavin. But even though there's no umdana, that in his heart that's what he wants, it doesn't matter. Since it could very well be, yachol liyotu mistaber that al deyanus gamar makni, the mice is not considered a mice oines, and it's a mice kinyan gamor. And since it's a mice gamor, we say that in this mice there's das for mechira, and therefore the mice could be pol achalos mechira. Even though it could be that the person's thinking otherwise. So in other words, now we have Pshat in the Rashba, which is awesome. And with this Rashba, we're going to explain the Bala Itter. The Bala Itter writes that when a man is forced to be Makadish, ain't Kiddush of Kiddushin. So that, please God, is our Avodah for the next year. And we are going to see Niflos, as we already have. This is so exciting, this Torah. Mamash Chidushim Gedolim. That within the Maises Munach Habas Ritzon. Okay, so please stay tuned, and we will be neder. See Niflos, Rabus Gedolos, Atzumos. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend. Believe neither, we shall continue.